Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company. For as long as we've been here, there's been one principle guiding us: treat people with honesty and respect. That's why we never discount. We've always believed that pricing jewelry fairly, every single day, is the right thing to do. No inflated margins, no pretending something is a deal, just integrity. But now we're entering one of the biggest moments in our history, and we want to share it with you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal, our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. To make room for this new chapter, we're liquidating our entire current inventory. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, experience more than just a sale. It's a thank you from our family to yours. A thank you for every visit, every story shared, every moment you've trusted us to be a part of. And this is your chance to take home something truly special at prices we'll never offer again. We're so grateful for the decades of support you've given us, and we can't wait to show you what comes next. K. John's Jewelry Company, where every piece begins with gratitude.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Packers edge rusher Micah Parsons has not yet had surgery following his ACL tear. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Parsons is back in Dallas for the birth of his child, but that he expects Parsons to stay around the team during the remainder of the season. Rams receiver Devontae Adams has not practiced this week following the hamstring injury he suffered on Sunday. However, head coach Sean McVay is not ruling him out yet for that crucial divisional matchup against the Seahawks on Thursday night. Elsewhere, Bears quarterback Caleb Williams is feeling confident as his team battles for the NFC North title. He said, quote, "If I play like I played last game or better, we have a real shot to do whatever we want in this league." And Bengals head coach Zach Taylor confirmed that quarterback Joe Burrow will start the final three games of the season, saying the team still wants to win. Cincinnati was eliminated from the playoffs on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Hi, it's Casey, the market manager. The Templeton Farmers Market is at the Templeton Park on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. In season, we have strawberries, leafy greens, avocados, oranges, winter squash, honey, meat, flowers, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, bread, bagels, coffee, and tamales. If you can't make it Saturday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Baywood on Mondays, Paso Robles on Tuesdays, and Atascadero on Wednesdays. We are open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous. Check out our social media for day of updates.
Take that list and head on over to the most complete camping and clothing headquarters in the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. With a wide assortment of Carhartt jackets and vests, as well as lined flannel shirts and women's Outback jackets, and a D&J last-minute stocking stuffer, Levi's 501s, only $54.95. And of course, gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Number Moy of Paso Robles passes away early this week. City of Paso Robles approves changes to food truck regulations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s, it's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy passed away at Twin Cities Hospital at 92 years old. She was surrounded by family and died peacefully. Norma Moy was the founder and executive director of the Pass Robles Main Street Association, recognized for its involvement for revitalizing the downtown Pass Robles area. Moy received a certificate of recognition for her 30th anniversary as the executive director of Main Street by the California State Senator John Laird back in 2022. She was involved in the Pioneer Day Committee, Historical Society board member, and the Chamber of Commerce. Pass Robles History Museum, Chamber of Commerce, and other organizations have issued statements honoring Moy's legacy as a leader and a friend. Moy's son, Vince Vanderlip, issued a statement on behalf of his brother, sister, and extended family. "It is with great sadness and heavy hearts we announce the passing of our mother, Norma Moy of Pass Robles. Our mother loved Pass Robles with all her heart from the day she was born to the day she departed, and you continue to give it back to her more than she could ever imagine. Thank you all so very much. She truly loved you all." The family plans to hold a celebration of life to honor Moy. More details will be provided when they are available. Pass Robles City Council approves changes to food truck regulations. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Pass Robles City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations. The changes were recommended by the ad hoc committee, consisting of council members Chris Bausch and Steve Gregory, after facilitating feedback from the public. Prior to discussing each of the recommendations, council received public comment, some more critical of the recommended changes.
We've had ordinances on the book for some time, and I think what brought all this to a head is that the ordinances were not being enforced. Now we're coming up with new ordinances and requirements for food trucks. I'd like to have an answer sometime. I think we do deserve it. How that's going to be enforced and who's going to be doing the enforcement. We couldn't enforce it before. Are we going to enforce it now? And just to let you know, the cost for a TUP permit is $206, which is another added expense. Thank you very much.
Others responded to recent discussions regarding the cost of operating a food truck versus a brick-and-mortar store.
There's also cost with having a small vending. These taco trucks, they're not cheap. Some of them can cost up to a house, the same price as buying a house in Paso Robles. So it is cost money also. It's not, they're not doing it for free. They're, you know, they're giving away these food trucks. And especially here in Paso Robles in San Luis Obispo County, in order to get a certain food truck, they are more stringent than they are in other counties in California.
The council approved four recommendations, which are effective immediately, relating to limiting noise generation, limiting accessory furnitures, and regulating the space between the public right-of-way. Another is that temporary use permits will not be granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park, with exception to special events, such as the New Year's Eve celebration events. Two amendments will need to return as a future agenda item for a zone ordinance. These relate to temporary use permits based on the number of operating days in the city and for events. Council voted unanimously for the changes. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th. The checkpoint will start at 6 p.m. and go through 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 20th. The DUI checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location, chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. DUI checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may interfere with driving. The City of Paso Robles announced that the road closure scheduled for this week on South River Road has been canceled. The closure will be rescheduled for a later date to be determined. County District Attorney Dan Dow announced that a jury has found 56-year-old Janky Bueno of Paso Robles guilty of felony stalking and violating restraining orders. The DA's office says Bueno and the victim in this case had been dating for about a year and a half, separating in the spring of 2023. However, later that year, Bueno began to follow, harass, and berate the victim, repeatedly showing up at her residence uninvited, following her in public places that she frequented day and night. The victim demanded Bueno leave her alone, but his behavior continued, which included disparaging phone calls, text messages, and social media communication. The victim requested and received a domestic relations restraining order in 2024, which Bueno violated on multiple occasions. He faces a maximum of 3 years in state prison, and his sentence hearing is scheduled for January 12th. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Rams will face the Seahawks. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday will have the Chargers and Cowboys, then the Raiders and Texans, and finally the Bengals and the Dolphins. In the NBA, yesterday, the Knicks beat the Spurs 124-113, winning the NBA Cup. Tonight, the Cavaliers will go against the Bulls. The Grizzlies will face the Timberwolves. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Rob Reiner's son charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the stabbing deaths of his parents. LA County DA Nathan Hochman.
These charges will be two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders. He also faces a special allegation that he personally used a dangerous and deadly weapon, that being a knife.
The bodies of the famed 78-year-old director and his wife were discovered in their Brentwood home Sunday afternoon. Two former CDC officials now working for the state of California, so Governor Newsom says they can help counter bad Trump administration health policy.
We see this assault on science and truth and trust, where we're seeing scientific inquiry being attacked. We're seeing the CDC itself kneecapped.
Susan Menares was fired as CDC director in disputes over changes. Deborah Howard resigned. A man from L.A. pleading guilty to assaulting a federal agent during an anti-ICE protest. 28-year-old Christian Cerna Camacho admits he punched an agent in June. Jeff Scott, California News.
Hey, I'm Steffi. You may know me from your social feed. I go big for the holidays, so I'm going to Famous Footwear because the best gifts are giving famous. My friends and family are going to love all these styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, New Balance, Skechers, and more. With over 800 stores, you're never far from the perfect gift. So make your list and make it famous. Come in today for buy one pair, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Oh, Lolly, oh.
John, I really like your vibe these days.
I've been meditating on the wonders of Lynn's fruit preserves and have come to a sweet realization.
Fascinating. Enlighten me.
I've been contemplating the vast numbers of people who attain real satisfaction using our website to procure Lynn's preserves for their morning toast and muffins.
Okay. You mean they get their favorite delivered right to their door, lickety-split, by ordering online?
Precisely. Those who seek Lynn's preserves find it easy to get real flavor in a real jiffy.
Hmm. I have noticed that people like having plenty in their pantry.
That reminds me of yet another wonder of Lynn's. The more one buys online, the more one saves.
Yep. Buy 12 jars of Lynn's fruit preserves and save 10%. It's a wonder everyone doesn't take us up on that deal.
Lynn's fruit preserves and food are available at lynnsfruitbin.com for overnight delivery in California. 10% discount for volume purchases does not apply to shipping or handling costs.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau approved changes to the organization's policies last week during a House of Delegates session at the organization's 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. Delegates voted to approve new and updated policies related to issues such as wine import subsidies, abandoned farmland, and immigration enforcement. In total, California Farm Bureau approved 13 new or updated policies, several of which came in response to recent challenges farmers and ranchers have faced. Every year, when we have changes that we want to incorporate, if it's a new issue that's come up or maybe we're unhappy about a policy we previously wrote, we take the opportunity to make those changes, said Matthew Veal, a federal policy director for the California Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, having a massive inventory liquidation sale now through December 24th, making way for K. John's designs coming in the new year, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Friday and Saturday, cloudy on Sunday and Monday, continuing into Wednesday and Tuesday, 60% of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, low 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their K. John's collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Warner Brothers Discovery is rejecting the Paramount Skydance offer for its business and was critical of the proposal. The board questioned the funding structure for the deal and accused Paramount of misleading Warner shareholders. Telemedicine company Dunn Global has been indicted by the Justice Department, accused of providing easy access to stimulants such as Adderall without a legitimate medical purpose. Dunn Global's founder and top doctor were recently convicted on charges of conspiracy to distribute controlled substances. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says interest rates remain too high for a slowing job market. He is suggesting he supports further interest rate cuts. Waller says rising unemployment rather than stubborn inflation is his primary concern. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Treat yourself, friends and family, and visitors to Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display. The lights are on throughout December from 5 until 9, and it's almost about 3 miles long. It's out there on La Ponza Road in Creston, 3.5 miles south of Highway 41, and it's all made possible with the help of the friendly businesses like Slow Camp and Pack, Roar Hay and Feed, and John Whitford Communications.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This
Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During his lifetime, gunman Doc Holliday got into a few tight scrapes. But his tightest scrape wasn't caused by a gun, but a knife. And he was saved by a friend using not a gun, but a wooden match. The year was 1877, the date approximately December 15. Doc Holliday was hanging around Fort Griffin, Texas, picking up some extra money playing poker. One of the gamblers was Ed Bailey. Ed wasn't doing well and was monkeying with their deadwood or discards for you city folk. Doc Holliday admonished him once or twice to play poker, which is a seasoned gambler's way of saying, stop cheating. But Bailey persisted. Finally, a frustrated Holliday pulled the pot without showing his hand, which he had a perfect right to do. Bailey then drew his pistol, and Holliday responded by jerking out his knife and cutting Bailey just below the brisket. In no time, Doc Holliday was sitting in the hotel lobby, guarded by the marshal and a couple of constables. Because Holliday was new in town and Bailey was well-liked, the gamblers were clamoring for Holliday's blood. In a short time, Doc's girlfriend, Big Nose Kate, heard about this situation. She went over to the hotel, and what she saw led her to believe Doc's life wasn't worth 10 minutes' purchase. Noticing a shed in the back of the hotel, she set fire to it. Taking her pistol and one she borrowed from a friend, she hammered on the back door and yelled, "Fire! Fire!" Everyone except the marshal and constables rushed to put out the fire. Kate then walked in as bold as a lion, pointed one of her pistols on the marshal, and handed the other to Doc Holliday. They left town for Dodge City. Incidentally, Doc Holliday wisely decided not to go back to Fort Griffin. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Need inspiration for holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Early Monday morning, Norma Moy of Paso Robles passed away at Twin Cities Hospital, surrounded by family. Norma was the founder and executive director of the Paso Robles Main Street Association, recognized for revitalizing the downtown Paso Robles area. Moy was a Historical Society board member, member of the Chamber of Commerce, and the Pioneer Day Committee. The family plans to hold a celebration of life, with more details to come soon. The Paso Robles City Council, after a lengthy discussion, approved several changes to food truck regulations. Four are effective immediately, limiting noise generation, accessory furnitures, space between the public right-of-way, and temporary use permits not being granted on private property within 100 feet of the city park. Council voted unanimously for the changes. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm C.J. Papa. Former special counsel Jack Smith testifying in a closed-door deposition in front of the House Judiciary Committee about his prosecutions of Donald Trump. Fox News learning the FBI didn't have probable cause to raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in 2022, but they did it anyway.
I think it just underscores how political this whole thing was, not to mention the other things that happened with Jack Smith's investigation. Remember, they put a gag order on the President of the United States. This is something we'll ask him about today.
Chair of that committee, Jim Jordan, earlier on Fox and Friends. President Trump will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. It begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. First court appearance expected soon for Nick Reiner. He faces the death penalty. The L.A. district attorney accuses him of murdering his dad, famed Hollywood director Rob Reiner, and his mom, Michelle. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience holiday magic at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. This Saturday, Santa Claus will be at the zoo to welcome visitors and deliver gifts to the animals from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Holiday magic is fun for the whole family, and all of the events of the day are included with your admission. Holiday magic this Saturday, 10 to 1 at the Central Coast Zoo in Atascadero. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m., or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch a Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch a Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch a Paso.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Some clouds this morning giving way. Generally sunny, but some high clouds remaining this afternoon, just for the effect. Highs in the low 70s, partly cloudy early, and we'll have some clouds and fog, particularly in the early morning tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s, then partly cloudy upper 60s on your Thursday. As we head out to Friday, we can expect temperatures in the mid-60s, upper 60s Saturday. Then maybe some a.m. showers on Sunday, only a 25% chance. Then low 60s on Monday, cloudy. 50% chance of showers Tuesday and Wednesday, Christmas Eve, low 60s. Today's UV index will be one up and down. 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. She'll be in tomorrow. And they'll be talking about the Bruce Gibson situation with the wife and his favorite candidate to work in the supervisor office as an assistant or whatever title they're going to give them or have. I don't know. Well, you'll find out. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you. Call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL on the Wednesday edition.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
And Panchito and Juanito and Lupito.
And Flaquito.
But do you recall, the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, he would even say it glows. All of the other
Christmas stuff there. We're a week away. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Came across, well, I didn't come across, it was sent to me, so I guess that's not the same thing, but it's has to do with, I guess you might say, an experiment, so to speak. Ford's attempt at pushing costly, inefficient electric vehicles on the American people, which help from the government too, they have a almost $20 billion loss. Now, the failure comes as no surprise because energy experts have been ringing the alarm of Ford's disastrous EV experiment for a few years now. So, this is $20 billion failed by the Ford Motor Company on their EV experiment. You know, it's, to me, it reminds me of the Bud Light situation. You have these so-called hired experts, employees, CEOs, and so forth that say, hey, let's change our brand and do this. And the same thing with Cracker Barrel. And for those of us that would see these decisions being made, it seemed simple, you know, looking from the outside, that this is just stupid and it's wrong. It's not going to work. So these people, they get their degrees and they go there and they get these high-paying jobs and so forth, and they're absolutely dead wrong on so many issues. How is that possible? Or does the political aspect of it take precedent over just some common sense, which is hard to find these days? But I, you know, when I saw this, it didn't surprise me. Let's just put it that way. It did not surprise me that $20 billion on something that most people could have told you that probably wasn't going to work. Maybe it'll work down the road. Maybe. Who knows? Technology does change, and it will probably eventually catch up. So let's see here. In related, inside GM's $242 million push to rebuild America's skilled trade workforce. And GM, they have a program that trains 600 apprentices annually. I have two people, he may be retired now, I don't know. But he works at the, or I'll say he works at the Ford truck plant in Louisville. It's one of the largest in the country. He was, or has been working there for years and years and years. He will tell you there's not a lot of skill involved. My brother's father-in-law, Bill Taborer, he worked at the Chevrolet plant in the up near Tarrytown, New York, for years and years. Even got my brother a job when he was going to college there. And they have both said that there's not much skill that's needed to do this. Now, when I say skilled, I mean you have to learn how to use some equipment and so forth, and now probably the computer, the equipment that's run by computers. But it's not like, you know, we think that it takes, you know, an Einstein to do this stuff. Anyway. So, anyway, the General Motors sounds like maybe a smart thing. They're investing in the future to make sure they have people that are capable of working these, I guess, computers with the help of AI or whatever. So, anyway, maybe you have some thoughts like that in industries and so forth and so on. Doing that, Chris, in the computer or AI world, is there belief that there could be a limit on what it may be able to do, or it's like a lot of thing that we can't fathom right now what it may be able to do in 20 or 30 years?
It's more so the latter, that we can't fathom it. I mean, who knows what it's going to be capable of, considering what it's capable of now in such a short amount of time.
Okay, so it'd be like for people that, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I should be, because when you get acclimated to the changes, you can't say, well, I can't go back and think, well, I'd never would be able to do this, or we'd be able to have that. I'm trying to think of something. Maybe even just something that has become mundane as the internet now. Maybe 30 or 40, maybe 40 years ago, that people couldn't fathom on how far we would come with computers. And, you know, what you're saying here with AI, that we just can't fathom it. And then when it's here, it'll just be part of our everyday lives.
Yeah, that I think that about sums it up. It's especially since when you look at the trajectory for these kinds of things, they tend to have a comparatively slower start and they just skyrocket from there. And considering how much, you know, AI has developed, this is the quote-unquote slow start. It's probably just going to keep going from here, accelerating at a exponential rate, I would say.
Okay, and then, well, you know, this will be interesting too. Because of, and again, I'll use computer as an example, that there, and there are probably still some people out there that don't use computers. But there were a lot of people that begrudgingly started to use computers. Obviously, we're talking about people from a different generation. And then as they were either, you know, ended up wanting to or they had to, they realized that, you know, this, it isn't that bad. It could be, you know, confusing still to some. I understand that. It even gets not confusing, but frustrating with people who are, you know, adept at using it. You get ticked off at it once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, because we expect everything to be right all the time.
Right, and when things go wrong, that's when it gets frustrating.
All right, okay, so then let me just then turn this. Can you imagine, or have you or your buddies ever thought of, what did people do 20 or 30 years ago? You know, how to get things, how to get information.
Well, my dad tells me all the time, he used to, especially when I was doing research for class assignments and papers, he's just saying something like, you know, all you have to do now is just look it up online. But back in the day, I had to go to the library, I had to check out a book, I had to read through it all, I had to do this and that.
Yeah, now, can you even fathom that?
Yeah, sort of, because I had to do that in college.
Really?
Yeah, because most of the information that I wanted in college wasn't, it was on the internet, but it was sort of locked behind a paywall. I had to go to the university's library and look at the actual books for a lot of the readings that I wanted to do or look at.
Did you ever come across something that wasn't necessarily on your target list, but you thought, hey, that looks pretty interesting?
Well, they had to be on my target list because it was part of an assignment, so I can't say so.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, just like your dad and those of us that grew up in that era, is that that was just what you had to do. There was no alternative. So, okay, I've got to go to the library, I've got to do this, or there used to be a time, and I don't know how many people anymore have maybe even dictionaries, but encyclopedias in their homes. They used to have the guy, let me see, the, gosh, I can't think of the name, Britannica or something like that, encyclopedia. But the encyclopedia guy would come, and then, you know, you would get it or not get it. But also then they had the year-end encyclopedia, which I don't know if that was an extra cost or whatever, but it would then you'd get this one every year. We never had the encyclopedias from A to Z. We had this this thing must have weighed 300 pounds. It was just one big book of that real fine paper. And that's where I can still remember using it in high school, you know, looking up some things. You know, we did have the school library, of course, and then the local library, but that was how you got the information. But the point is now, all you do is you just type something in and bingo, it's there. But the original part of this conversation is when it's not there or things get tied up, we get pretty ticked off. And as opposed to thinking, well, you know, once you go to the library, well, the frustrating thing about the library is if you didn't get there some, depending on the subject and time, the books that you were looking for were already checked out. And so that would put you behind. Because I can still remember some of the teachers, you know, here's your assignment, you got to go do whatever this is. And, you know, you had a due date. And if you got to the library and your book wasn't there, you're kind of hosed. It's like, okay, what am I going to do here? Because, again, the teachers would remind you, you need to get this right away. Don't, you know, don't delay. Because other people will be taking the books out for research and so forth.
And sure enough, it happened.
Yeah, that's when you turn to the smart people in the class and ask them if you could cheat. Or you go, hey, man, they don't have the book at the library. Could you help me out? Well, what does help me out mean? Well, could you do
can you just do the whole assignment for me?
Yeah, can you do that for me? Stuff like that. There was insider trading going on, so to speak. Let's see here. Do you know? Oh, no, we already had that one on that. So anyway, the technology and the ability in the future, we can't fathom. I'm trying to think of something else besides a computer. Okay, here's one. And again, this has become probably pretty simple. And a lot of people use it. My brother has it at his home that he tells the whatever for what lights to go on. I don't know what that's called.
Oh, God, now I'm blanking on the name for it as well, but it's something home.
Yeah, he'll say, you know, again, I don't know the exact wording, but turn on light fixture number 2.
Yeah, and it turns it on.
Yeah. And I looked, I said, you're 3 feet away from the light switch. Is this necessary? And he, of course, would tell his younger brother what I could do with myself by doing that. But, okay, now, would we have, you know, those of us, would we have thought about that 30 years ago on, you know, having something like that? Or I'll even get to a little comical part of it. Maybe we did because we watched The Jetsons and figured that, well, yeah, maybe down the road. But we've gone so fast that a lot of these things just become routine and they're not, maybe we're not as amazed as we would have been if the progression of all this technology hadn't been so quick. It's, you know, again, and again, here's one that I think we take for granted. Greatly is the medical. It's just amazing what they have been able to do with procedures in the industry, the medical profession. It's, I mean, again, I reference people of certain ages. If you had a, you know, back in the day, you know, certain types of surgery, particularly maybe a knee surgery or something, you may be in the hospital for a few days and you were going to have a cast on you for a while. And now, boom, in and out, start walking, start doing this, start doing that. And, you know, again, we don't, we take it for granted. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left on the Morning Exchange. Let's see here. What do we have? What do we have? The animated series The Simpsons debuts on this day in 1989. It began as a series of 48 one-minute animated shots on the Tracy Ullman show 2 years earlier. And, of course, it has gone on to history-making, winning over 30 Emmy Awards. And it's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. By the way, the creator, Matt, he modeled Bart after his older brother, Mark. I wonder if that's a good thing and if he's gotten any residuals from that. And if that is an insult. Here's one for the record. And again, some of you may remember this. And one of the things about this is pretty amazing. This was in 1969. And this was the highest rated talk show episode ever up to then, drawing over 40 million viewers. And it remained the highest rated Tonight Show episode until Johnny Carson's final episode, which drew 55 million. And I'm talking about the Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky getting married on The Tonight Show. How about that? I'm sure some of you probably watched it and remember that way back in 1969. And they had a birth Miss Vicky gave birth to a daughter. They named her Tulip. They later divorced in 1977. By the way, Tiny Tim died as a result of a heart attack while he was performing his song, Tiptoe Through the Tulip. He was on stage, and he had said that he wasn't feeling well, and unfortunately, he passed away. I read some things about him. I mean, he was what he was. This wasn't really a gimmick. He really did this stuff from the old tunes and so forth, and he started liking those really old tunes, like the Rudy Valley vaudeville day stuff from when he was very young. He would go out and buy the records and so forth. His parents encouraged him and so forth. He was a little bit different, but everything I've ever read about him was that he was a nice and decent man. Although the perception wasn't that he wasn't decent or nice. It was just that he was nutty as a fruitcake. All right, what else do we have going on here? For those of you that love this stuff, in 1971, the James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever premieres in the United States and the James Bond series. And Chris, I think you said that you like the James Bond stuff.
I have seen just a few movies, mostly the newer ones.
But you kind of like them?
Yes, I do.
All right. I've never had, everybody has their taste. I've never had an interest in any of the James Bond movies whatsoever. But again, that's just my taste, which are a little bit, like everybody else. It's different. Also, this has been disputed on this history here. The Wright brothers have their first controlled powered heavier-than-air flight in 1903. Of course, that was in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And let's see here. They were up for 12 seconds, and later that day, Wilbert, he flew for 59 seconds. Now, there was evidence, and Paul Harvey has an old bit on the rest of the story about it's either in Michigan or in Canada or Detroit or somewhere around there where it was a few years earlier that a guy went up in a plane before the Wright brothers. But it was not the event that Orville and Wilbur. So anyway, all right, that's it for this Wednesday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Atascadero police will be holding a DUI checkpoint this Friday, December 19th. The checkpoint starts at 6 p.m. and will go through 2 a.m. on Saturday, December 20th. The checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location, chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes.
The City of Paso Robles announced that the road closure scheduled for this week on South River Road has been canceled. The closure will be rescheduled for a later date to be determined. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen. She'll be back tomorrow. And matter of fact, tomorrow she'll have Jim Lewis, city manager of Atascadero. But this afternoon, Eric's in. They'll be talking about the situation with Bruce Gibson, bringing in his wife and his friend who he wants and has endorsed to replace him as the supervisor. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small businesses. Keep that cash local, why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.